The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Oh, Travis insists he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall balcony, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
My brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin Tyler McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Tyler McElroy.
And I'm Xavier Dark. I'm Xavier Shadow Raven. And I am a sorcerer.
You know,
it's Griffin's second.
They never talk about this in the books, but like 90% of being a sorcerer is just having the confidence to call yourself a sorcerer.
This is Griffin's second night wearing a tuxedo.
I will say, the cape is new. The cape is for you,
the cape's
Portland.
New.
Well, it's not new. Griffin borrowed it from our tour manager, Amanda.
Our business manager, Amanda. Right. Thank you. And I will say that the fit is as such that it does make me look like Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life.
And it's also impressive because I don't know how he's done this. Like, physically, the cape is on the outside, then jacket, but the cape is connected to the vest underneath the jacket.
Sorcerer.
Everybody looks great. I don't know. I didn't see Dad until right before we came out. I do not know.
He doesn't run any of that by us.
None of that is cleared by management.
It used to be that Dad would buy a t-shirt or something at the airport that had like the name of the city we were on. And now he's gone, I don't
fully
know.
Fully rogue, yeah. My favorite part of his intro was when he suggested that he is paid for his services.
I saw Dad and Travis standing next to each other backstage. And it occurred to me, it looked like if there was a new Sherlock Holmes movie and you turn it on and then 5 minutes in, they come on the screen and you're like, no, I don't think so.
No.
I think no.
This is insane.
Did he just say his name is Maury Farty?
That's not it. That's not it.
Anyway, this is an advice show. We're so thrilled to be back here in Portland, Oregon. We ordered... How can I say?
You know that spicy lettuce you guys like so much?
Yeah. We
haven't consumed any. Yes.
Yeah. Act two, suited and zooted is the theme. No.
No. Don't.
We're cowards. There's no way.
You could have seen us tittering like school children backstage as we legally purchase recreational drugs.
It's just me and Travis like, look, this one's called Obamacare.
That's pretty good, though.
That's hilarious.
I like anything that sounds like the name of a Cream song, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's just like Soda Pop Dreams. And I'm like, yeah, that's my thing. I want to go to sleep 10 minutes after the show's done.
It couldn't possibly be harder to choose, like, I'm looking at them, and they're like, this one's fucking chock full of resin. And I'm like, yeah,
yes,
bud.
Yes, good.
Good. And then I start thinking, like, is that too much resin for me? Can I handle that level of resin?
Is resin like wax? What's resin?
I think it's demoralizing on purpose to keep the squares out. I purchased weed in Texas a few times, which I can say now because I don't live there anymore.
Yeah. Good luck getting them now, Ted Cruz.
And I would be like, excuse me, sir. How much of it can I get for this many? And they'd be like, I've got the newest. I've got cheetah piss. It's the newest strain from the Backpack Boys. I'd be like, yes, okay.
I love it. Justin and I were also like those friends at a restaurant where someone's like, I think I'll get some fries. I'm like, well, if you're going to have fries, can I have some? Everyone's like, yeah, maybe we should get some. Justin's like, well, if you're gonna, let me just look at the menu.
We're real bad boys doing this thing you all do twice a day, and we're cool. We're cool dads.
And hopefully did it before this, because it will be better, yeah. I guarantee. And we won't. We did have a brief discussion about, guys, maybe this is the one where we just second act come out bombed out of our mind.
No, 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 listen, stop. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. You'd think, right?
At least one third of us, though, by which I mean me, would be so paranoid and weird.
Yeah,
I would say something and you guys would laugh, and I'd be like, why are you laughing?
What did I do?
This is an advice show. And we have emerged here in Portland like our friends, the Chilean miners, who dug their way out of the ground with their own bare hands. And
they don't talk
here.
About that enough when they tell that story.
They burrowed out of the ground with their own bare hands?
Yep.
And then they saw their shadows and went back, and it was six more weeks of winter.
We're going to help you now. Are you ready to be helped?
We're going to fix this town.
May God, I, there's so many of you. I really, it's very,
I
feels
hate
very
it.
Nice.
May I please unbutton the vest? Please. Yeah. I'm begging you.
Let's take a vote.
Oh, wait. Yes. Okay.
Erotic. There we go.
Let
it breathe. Okay. Today, I saw my pup's breeder on an episode of Judge Judy.
Portland.
I knew that the breeder was having issues with another breeder around dog ownership. I mean, I didn't think they were arguing over the rights to the Matrix. I mean, I assumed, but I didn't know the details. How can I casually bring up that I saw the episode and would love to know more? I grew up watching Judge Judy with my mom and would love to get some details about the judge.
We all grew up watching Judge Judy with our mom.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
It seems a little insensitive to ask. The episode was from last year, and the ruling was a little bit of a mixed result. That's from Pondering Pup owner in Portland. Are you here?
All right.
Thank you. I love...
Welcome.
The concern that it's insensitive to talk about the private matter of them being on Judge Judy.
Well, it sounds like they got their ass beat.
No, it's a mixed result, which is always what you want in court.
You're
both guilty.
Yeah, 50-50.
And yeah, listen, I say this in 80% of my cases. Both sides were in the wrong. Let's just come together.
Now get out of here.
Get out of here, kids.
Make sure to stop in front of the camera on your way out.
I can settle one thing for you conclusively. I guarantee that your dog breeder saw Judge Judy for the exact same number of seconds as you saw Judge Judy on television. I guarantee Judge Judy had 5 episodes to film that day. I guarantee Judy's not coming out beforehand. Like, so how's everybody doing?
Can I get anybody anything? Anybody need anything?
They give me all the pretzels I want. Come on back. We can have some pretzels.
I got store brand LaCroix in my trailer if you guys want anything.
Yeah, it's
it's not lemon lime. It's just like lemon. Or lime, but we can pour them into a big glass.
It's a bit warm.
Yeah, you want that? I bet we can find some ice if you want it. And can we get ice? No ice?
No ice.
Sorry, guys. No ice. I heard Judge Judy does 5 minutes of warm-up stand-up the crowd this time.
I want to show y'all some paintings I made earlier today.
Hey, tell me, does this look like a dog?
Yeah, I do shadow puppet stuff.
You guys like that? Not your thing? Okay, I'll just get up on it.
Of course the person wants to be asked about their time on Judge Judy.
Yeah.
You guys know, hey, this will be a very specific reference, but I bet there's a few people. You guys know anybody that's ever been on Jeopardy? Okay. Yeah.
Do they want to talk about anything else? Because the people I know that have been on Jeopardy make sure you know they've been on Jeopardy.
Yeah, the idea that you would ask, like, hey, I saw your episode of Judge Judy, and they'd be like, oh, and I can't.
There's an NDA.
You weren't there. You don't understand. I signed an NDA for the thing they aired on television. And also, I love this because it occurred to me hearing the thing of, like, how often we get asked how to casually ask something. Like, you'd be like, hey, so, saw you on...
You know.
Judge Judy. Like, just say, like, I saw the episode of Judge Judy. You don't have to be casual. Be excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't believe Judge Judy has the power of subpoena.
Yeah.
I don't think you can involuntarily be on Judge Judy.
Give me 5 minutes with him. I'll get him to talk.
Yeah.
Judy, your methods. We can't condone this. Turn the cameras off. Judy, no.
What?
I'll break you.
I thought this was just normal court.
What's with all the cameras?
They put makeup on me for normal court? Oh, no! It's her!
Did you guys know, this is unrelated, sort of, but I accidentally watched an episode of Dr. Phil twice.
You don't episodes. Have to say accident.
I accidentally watched 2 episodes of Dr. Phil because it...
Wait, the first one's an accident, Justin.
No, I accidentally watched 2 episodes of Dr. Phil because it was connected to a podcast I was listening to at the time, where that episode was referenced, so I was watching that.
So
episode.
On purpose.
Was it?
You sought out the episode of Dr. Phil.
You're a subscriber to Fill Me In, which is...
No, but do you know...
Doctor, give me the Phil.
No, but do you know that... Do you know that he has an...
Was it his own podcast?
He has podcast... No. No, he's not on the podcast, but he has his own podcast. And the podcast that they were promoting in this episode is called... Anatomy of a Murder with Dr. Phil. And it's just Dr. Phil. Like, I don't want to go...
This is how I did it.
This is how I would have done it. This is how I break murderers. Like, so, I don't think I want that from you, Dr.
Wait, hold
Phil.
On. So you listen to a podcast. They reference an episode of Dr. Phil. You watch the episode of Dr. Phil. And on that, he promoted his podcast. And then you listen to that?
No, I didn't listen to
that. Because podcasts are over.
Do you know he does have one called, like, Fill in the Blanks, though?
Yeah, hell yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Do you want to do another question?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've recently started tucking in my shirt. I'm in my 30s, so I guess it was
I've
just
never
time.
Thought about it before, but do you think when we start reading these questions at live shows, someone in the audience goes, start tucking in my shirt? That's me!
I'm the shirt tucker.
I love when they dub over Samuel Jackson when he's like, you shirt tucker. thanks. Was a joke.
Get these shirts off this mother tucking plane!
I recently started tucking in my shirt. I'm in my 30s, so I guess it was just time.
Yes.
However, I work in construction, and all the bending down and moving around pulls my shirt out of my pants constantly.
Are you doing backflips?
In order to retuck my shirt, I have to loosen my belt and stick my hands down my pants.
Yep.
Which is a weird look when people catch me with my pants undone. While I'm working on their kitchen countertops or whatever.
Oh, because it's like you're enjoying your genitals.
You could have found a more tasteful place to fix yourself, to get yourself situated.
You step over into a corner, you face the corner, and you do your business and hope no one sees. But if they do, they'll think at least he's politely masturbating.
Is there anything I can say to people when I'm elbow deep in my Carhartts?
Not that, though.
Well, I was elbow deep in my Carhartts on a Friday night.
Looking for love in my Carhartts on the banks of the Chattahoochee.
In the back of my truck bed with my hands in my Carhartts, but they weren't the only hands, if you know what I mean.
Yes, ghost hands like in Ghostbusters 1. You guys ever seen that? It's weird, am I right?
How could they make a new Ghostbusters and not have Slimer in it? Come on, guys.
Slimer doesn't get anybody off in the whole movie.
Are you ready for some football?
It'd be cool if that ghost kept calling him through the whole movie. Like, hey, I thought that meant something.
I just never heard from you. And that's where the term ghosted comes from.
Yeah.
So,
That deserved better.
No, it didn't.
And
it,
I know
you guys crushed it.
Is there anything I could say to people when a melba deep in my car hurts to justify or gloss over the situation? Just saying, I'm tucking in my shirt feels a little...
If your voice breaks like that at the end...
I'm tucking in my shirt.
Don't look at me, God.
I'm almost finished.
I'm 41 years old. I don't know why I'm Greg Brady-ing every... Okay. Just saying, I'm tucking in my shirt feels a little... He doth protest too much. That's from Tucking Troubles into Portland. And it says here, alliteration is not my strong suit. Neither, it seems, is discretion.
What are you? Are you here? God bless you.
I got it. You ready for this?
Yep.
Belt. You're going to need to sew your shirt into your underpants.
Excellent.
That's really good. Sew your shirt to your underpants and make a Velcro front so you can just rip it open.
There you go.
And then every time you reach up to install a countertop hinge or whatever, you'd be like, ah!
Countertop hinge!
I'm ripping myself in half!
No surprise hugs! That is as far as I can hug right now. Yeah. Suits are not made for hugging.
No,
this is
not.
Why business dads are so distant.
The dad in Mary Poppins was a great dad.
Physically,
Mr. Banks can't physically hug his children. So he makes up all these excuses, and he has to hire someone in petticoats to hug his children. That's how restrictive his tuxedo is.
He's sewn into it.
He's sewn into it every morning. A belt?
A belt doesn't hold the shirt and it holds the pants up.
No, it just gets in your way when you need to fix it.
Maybe what about like an elastic belt where there's some tension there?
Great.
Okay.
That and then
what about longer shirt?
What about really, really, really long shirt?
Oh, yeah, Scrooge that shit.
Yeah, Scrooge it up. And then at night, with sleepy time, you light your candle, you have a bit of potato soup.
Loving it.
You learn a lot about love.
Put on your tassel cap and slip on off to dreamland. It'd be beautiful. I have great news for you. Anytime anyone has ever been in my home to do any work whatsoever, impressing them is my number one priority.
I've
letting them know how ignorant I am of what they're doing and making them, I can't think of another word other than proud of me.
Yes. Yeah. I've been meaning to ask you both, do you do this thing when someone comes into your house to fix something, do you ratchet up your West Virginia accent?
Baby.
Yeah, I do too. Like, yeah, man, I don't know.
I don't know
what's happening. Yeah, I also checked that. Yeah, I mean life, am I right?
To build on Justin's point, I think the answer is whenever you are caught adjusting yourself, and if they have the audacity to say something along the lines of like, what are you doing? Just look back at them and be like, this is part of it. Do you want these countertops installed or not?
Do you want hinges on these counters or not? How are you going to get to the sink if I don't put hinges on these counters?
When is a good time to tell this girl I've been talking to that I've released an a cappella album?
Oof.
What's the right time? Track 4.
Don't get
Oh, you're liking this,
You're
huh?
enjoying this, eh? Well, surprise.
Check this out. Boom, 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 boom. That's right.
I love... What if you made an a cappella track, but you just did the backing vocals?
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't find anybody else to sing with me, but you get like how the rest of it would go.
I do all the... what? Don't get me wrong. Acapella.
I love when that member of Rockapella went on a solo career.
Don't get me wrong, a cappella is pretty cool, thus the album.
Yeah.
But telling someone about it, nah. That's more abrasive than saying you're a SoundCloud rapping career. When, if at all, should I tell her? That's from Connor.
You should.
Are you here, Connor? All right.
Woo!
That was perfect.
What was that, like a B?
That was a B for sure.
You definitely should at some point.
Yeah. Oh, man. It'll come out at some
point. Wait, hold on. Connor. Be honest. Is it good?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, right. Says Connor. I actually have a little bit of life experience with this. Many years ago, we were in Portland here, and we got high on drugs and decided we were going to get into Trolls 2. In part of the recording of that podcast, we would frequently feature our tough as nails, mean guy.
In a different time period, gangster.
Yeah, he's like a really mean guy, and his name is Joel Begleiter, and he's our agent.
He's not mean.
He's not mean. He's just a tough guy. And we found this track.
He's just tougher than us.
He's just tougher than us. Just a low bar.
A whole lot.
And he's got, he was in an acapella group in college called the Brown Derbies, right? And we found Downeaster Alexa by the Brown Derbies, if you could find that on Spotify, Paul.
In which he was the lead soloist.
He was the lead soloist. And we were so jazzed to find this because we were like, we fucking got it.
A crack in the armor.
We finally got a crack in Joel's armor. And then we were like, Joel, guess what, dog? We got you. And he was like, did you listen to it? And we were like, yeah. And he was like, it's pretty good, right? We're like, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it is.
It was
really good.
It was
the voice
good,
of a
Paul.
Beautiful cherub angel from Jesus.
He's like, yeah. So it was pretty cool that I did that, I guess. We were a great group. And I was like, yeah, I guess it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Joel, you got us. And that's... you. Wait, you got to listen, Joel, yeah. Here.
Joel's going to sue us now.
Well, I'm on the Downeaster Alexa.
God, right? So good. It's infuriatingly good.
Just everyone shut up.
And I have chided across to the vineyard. But tonight I'm Nantucket bound.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
God, it's good.
It's a gone diesel.
So I think if you lay down... I think if you lay down some sick shit like that...
Yeah, have it playing next time she gets in the car.
I think you do have to play it first. Because if someone told me I made an a cappella album and now I'm going to play it for you...
Oh, boy.
I would need a fucking Texas Instruments graph and calculator to figure out my facial expression. Oh. I could not... No way. No how could I have the right face for listening to that. But if you're already listening to it, you're like, this is good.
Yeah.
I like this.
Connor, here's my advice. You're going to walk into this backwards. You're going to be like, whatever the conversation is if it's about like, you know, projects you've worked on, hobbies you've had, whatever. You can say like, well, yeah, I put together an a cappella album. And they're like, you did? I'm like, yeah, it turned out pretty good. They are inevitably going to ask to listen to it. And you're going to be like, I mean, I guess we could. Which at that point, it's great. But if you went into it saying, I'm going to play this, but you can't do that.
No. The next few seconds between that announcement until you press the play button are going to be the worst seconds of their life.
And here's the thing. Trust me from experience. Please don't try to stream it. Because I guarantee it will play 2 seconds. And then
Just wait, hold on.
It's just buffering. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, no. There's some kind of...
Hold on. Wait, the Bluetooth isn't...
It's only coming through the left, so you're only getting the...
Does it sound tinny to you? Hold on. Let me go get my big speakers. Hold on.
I swear I charged this beforehand.
Paul wanted us to mention that he used to be in an a cappella group called Da Vinci's Notebook. If you've never heard their Shoehorn with...
Well, they're still in it. They just don't get together anymore. You don't leave an a cappella band, Justin.
You've probably heard them because you downloaded a LimeWire or Kazaa version of Shoehorn with Teeth that said it was by Moxie Fruvis, and it turned out it was actually by Paul.
Yeah.
So that's where...
What a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, what a treat for you. Another question?
We got a haunted doll watch.
Okay.
No, sorry. Ironically, I was watching Ghostbusters Afterlife backstage. Let me just move over to Chrome.
Sometimes Travis watches movies so that he can tell you how he doesn't like them.
Yeah.
A lot.
Guys, I've heard Travis... Travis has been watching Ghostbusters Afterlife for 4 days, and I have heard...
I have ADHD.
I've heard 4 different reviews of the film based on how much he has watched.
Yeah.
So he's like, so I watched the first 20 minutes of this movie, and it's like, let me tell you what I think. And then he has done that to me 3 other times. Like, So I'm 75 minutes in, and here's where I'm at.
Yeah,
so
man.
Far. I didn't want to hear about it at all. Yeah. My experience changes as the movie goes on.
Boy, you Thank are you. Furiously looking okay. up something on your phone. Yeah. That's got me really worried.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Okay, so this is my version of Haunted Doll. Whenever I do a bit, I like to gamify it. So I like to call this The Doll is Right.
You couldn't have Paul get that ready for you?
Not at the same time he had the slides up.
Okay. Okay.
So here's what's going to happen. I will describe the doll, and you'll see the pictures. And then you guys are going to guess the price of the doll.
Oh, good.
Paul, please bring up the first doll. Spirit of Sky. Haunted Doll.
Ooh.
Spirit of Sky. Giggles, laughter,
loving.
Can we get any more information?
Yes, we can. Welcome. May I present Sky. She is a fairy spirit. She is quite charming. She can be silly, funny, then very serious. She surprises me all the time. She will give you vivid dreams. Always come to me during meditation.
Whoa, the scale is so different from what I thought it was. The and first couple looked like a doll, and now it's on some Fern Gully shit.
And is very responsive to any way you would like to communicate.
I don't need that.
She can be very mischievous and likes to be spoiled. Mm. Her favorite thing is Who to hide doesn't? Small items. No worries. I have always been able to find whatever she is hidden.
Because she didn't hide them, because she's a doll.
Yep. I will send a candle, herbs from my garden, and a stone for you to welcome her into your home. The doll vessel is in a sitting position with her swing. About myself. I've been doing this for 40 years. And then there's a whole nother paragraph, but it does continue. It's my favorite line. My mentor was my late great aunt Maud. Some say she was a witch. I believe she was ahead of her time. She preferred to say healer. She did not like to conform to words.
This is a lot of images of this.
End
Small
of
figure.
Description. So, I'll start with Griffin on this one. Griffin?
I feel, by the way, like I'm going to get it to the penny.
Okay, how much, Griffin?
$13.99.
Justin?
$39.99.
Paul, reveal. 99 cents!
Whoa! That's a starting bid. That's different from...
The shipping is $8.14.
Well, there's a stone in the box. What do you want?
Stone weighs 11 pounds.
Guys, it's tour manager Paul. Just to let you know, I'm following this along live right now. In the time this has been up on the screen, the bidding price has gone up to $66.
Somebody make that 69 bid real quick. Come on.
Okay, Paul. Next doll. Active.
What?
That's not the name.
Haunted demonic doll. Active. Found while digging. Paranormal. Scary. Creepy.
The blue sensor bar is so fucking long.
I've never had people this close, and being able to see people recoil in terror from the dolls is really something else.
I purchase and rehome haunted dolls and items from all over the world. The paranormal.
I'm covering my wiener with a cross.
The paranormal has been part of our lives forever. We are
this
glad
is the
you
very
are here.
Shovel I use.
Wait a minute. They took a picture of themselves breaking ground. Like, I bet there's a fucking scary doll under here.
My dowsing rods are going wild.
This time, we brought our metal detector and struck gold. How creepy is this? Question mark, exclamation point. Question mark. Wow, amazing. The doll is sold by itself.
Oh my God, it's wrapped in plastic.
We can clean it up for you or just leave it as is.
You fucking freak.
You'll never see my wiener. I died on Ash Wednesday.
All right. Guesses on price. Justin, we'll begin with you.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna hit you with this. $80.
Okay, Griffin.
$131.
Reveal.
Jesus.
$217 American dollars.
Let's see you all rack that one up.
Yeah.
Probably not, huh? That one's probably going unsold tonight.
Next doll.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Show the picture, Paul.
Don't.
No! This is a simple description for this one. Todd is a beautiful artist-made doll. He is 19 inches long and does great with an SLS camera and outings on paranormal investigations. He is one of a kind.
I'll say.
Okay, Griffin, your guess.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say $170.
Justin.
I mean, to a Jim Gaffigan collector, this would be huge. But you're going to have to find the right audience for it. To a common person, this might not stoke their interest, but it's everything's worth what you're willing to pay for it.
So what's the number, Justin?
The number for me is going to be $39.99.
The buy it now price is $295.
I love how it says condition used. You're next. Telling me this isn't fresh off the shelves at American Girl?
Next doll. We have two more.
Oh, my God.
Travis. Oh, I like him.
This is fun.
This is Haunted Paranormal Handmade 4.5-inch Thread Doll 3. Oh, ill intent, excuse me. Ill intent, please read. We purchased this aggressive man at online auction from Wyoming.
Have you seen this aggressive man?
It was listed as a handmade talisman used for ill intent and misfortune.
Oh, that's a shame.
Rude.
Please note, some have questioned the spirit, not interacting with them in items they have purchased from other sellers. Spirits have their own personalities. Sometimes it does take them a day or two, or even longer, to adjust their new surroundings. They don't do parlor tricks. And if they choose to hold off on interacting, it is their right to do so.
0.2 doesn't seem especially haunted.
But it is red.
I guess that's
it
fair.
It is red, okay. So that lets you know it's pretty haunted.
Justin, your guess.
I'm going to say, Trav, on this one, $39.99.
Justin, or Griffin.
I said $39.
I'm going to say $39.98.
Reveal.
Yeah!
$13. $13.
I mean, to be fair, it does say it's bad. They said yeah. This was made for bad reasons. It's a bad thing.
It's not a nice doll. One more.
Oh, man.
Andy. Haunted Raggedy Andy doll. Active, paranormal, demonic, voodoo, this ritual spirit.
Just looks like a Raggedy Andy doll,
now,
though.
I want you guys to keep in mind, there are two prices here, the bid price and the buy it now price.
Okay, that's
which
fun.
One is higher?
I mean, the buy it now price is
okay,
higher.
Okay, yeah, that
it would
makes
be
sense.
Weird if they were like starting bid is higher than if you just want to
buy
right
it
away, but okay.
Okay.
Dark energy attached. Keep it away from kids. Bring into your house with caution. eBay wants description short.
Why that?
eBay wants description short when it comes to paranormal or supernatural. Any questions, please message or discover your answers by buying item and asking vessel yourself. Then, one of the most poetic lines I've ever read. Not everyone has a connection to the spirit world, and that is okay. What salsa is hot for some may be mild for others.
That is not relevant to the topic at hand.
Justin, let's start with the starting bid price.
My starting bid on this one is going to be $39.99.
Okay, I'm going to say $199.99.
Okay. And then Griffin.
Yeah.
The buy it now price.
I'm going to say $1,000.
Okay, Justin?
$220.
Paul, reveal.
Griffin, once again, say your two bids, please.
$199.99, and the buy it now price is $1,000.
My name is Justin McElroy. For those of you at home, the starting bid was $200. The buy it now was $1,000. We're going to be back for Act Two in a second. Have a great intermission. We can't top that.
Hi, everybody. Travis here. Griffin is still moving, but it's going well. He should have his internet all set up soon, and then we'll be able to get back to recording episodes. But in the meantime, we sure hope you are enjoying these live shows, and we hope you are well in all things. But right now, I want to tell you about Stamps.com. Having to drop what you're doing to make a run to the post office is a major pain. Not like the movie Major Pain. That's a different thing. That's probably too dated, right? Do people still talk about Major Pain? I don't know. Maybe it's time for a Major Pain comeback. Doesn't matter. Stamps.com is your 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. Whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping a breeze. All you need is your regular computer and printer. No special supplies or equipment. And you get discounts. You can't find these discounts anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. That's like almost the whole thing. If we were rounding up, right? That's almost the whole thing. That's incredible. So don't mail and ship the hard way. Sign up with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER, all one word, for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER. I also want to tell you about Bombas. I'm wearing Bombas right now. I'm wearing 3 different articles of Bombas right now. Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever. And match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you are also giving to someone in need. Bombas designs their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. This is true. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a cozy feel. Also true. Bombas no-show socks are designed for comfort while being especially engineered to never fall down. So let your ankles be free to soak up the sunlight, my friend. Prove that your ankles aren't vampires. Let them soak in the sun. Go to bombas.com/mybrother and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/mybrother. And just a few announcements before we get back to the episode. First of all, if you haven't gone to check out this month's merch, you are missing out. We've got a Garrow plushie that is so cute. I'm going to say the talk of the town. It's the talk of the town. And we've got our If God's Not Dead, How Do You Explain These Gains shirt designed by Lucas Hespenhide, who is at Moosely Based on Twitter. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will go to the Center for Reproductive Rights. The Center for Reproductive Rights uses the power of law to advance reproductive rights as fundamental human rights around the world. You can find all of that at McElroyMerch.com. Also, we have an ad survey running right now through the end of the month. It's our annual survey that helps us try to make sure our advertisers are well-matched with our audience. If you go to MaximumFun.org/survey, you can find it there. It really helps us out. Thank you so much. The pre-orders for Taz 11th Hour are open now. That's going to come out in February of 2023. You can go to TheAdventureZoneComic.com to pre-order. And we still have a couple shows in the 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight Tour. You can find all of those shows and buy the tickets and everything at bit.ly/McElroy Tours. The November shows are in Washington, D.C., Detroit, and Cincinnati. Mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required. Thank you so much. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's John Moe, host of Depresh Mode, a podcast about people's mental health journeys. Guess who we got? Guess who? It's Jamie Lee Curtis.
I look at life now as the game of guess who, which is simply the process of elimination. I know what I don't like. That's how I found out who I am.
Jamie Lee Curtis on addiction, show business, and fooling people, all on Depresh Mode from Maximum Fun, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Manolo, we have a show to promote. It's called Dr. Game Show.
It's a family-friendly podcast where listeners submit games and we play them with callers from around the world.
Oh, sounds good. New episodes happen every other Wednesday on MaximumFun.org.
It's a fast and loose oasis of absurd innocence and naivete.
Are you writing a poem?
No, and just saying things from my memory. And it's a nice break from reality. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. It sounds bad.
It comes with a 100% happiness guarantee.
It does not. Come for the games and stay for the chaos.
I want a munch
squad.
Want to munch
squad. That's the hardest Paul's ever worked on anything.
Amazing.
Good job, Paul. Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. And today, we got the meats. Because we're talking about Arby's, baby.
Arby's heads in the house.
Some Arby's heads in the house.
I don't.
Who can blame you? This is legitimately the wild. I mean, I don't want to hype it up too much, but this is the wildest thing I've ever seen. All right, are you ready?
I don't know.
Okay. Old Spice.
Wait.
And Arby's team up for high stakes collaboration.
I don't want it to smell like Arby's or taste like Old Spice.
Well, good news. Neither of those is happening.
Woo!
Because to get, oh man. It's a collaboration to conquer the meat sweats with a limited edition meat sweat defense kit drop.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. Oh wait, it actually says meat sweat defense on it.
Old Spice and Arby's have joined forces to tackle the meat sweats.
Arby's is really taking a beating in this brand partnership. Right?
Like, this had to be Old Spice's idea, right? For
and
sure.
And so what we're thinking is, like, you know how your gross people eat your gross food? We'll fix it.
Remember how your food's so busted that it makes people a sweaty pile of mess?
Yeah, we'll put a sweaty sandwich with a sweaty pack of sweaty sauce on the bottom.
You want to fix our stink dogs?
Yes, please. No longer with the long-lasting sweat protection of Old Spice Sweat Defense Dry Spray, no longer will you live in fear of that treacherous moment halfway through a delicious Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwich when the dreaded meat sweats strike with a vengeance.
Okay.
What the
okay.
Fuck?
Live in fear? Hey, you know what? I was thinking maybe we could have Arby's for lunch. No.
No, God,
not
no.
Again. Dylan's, not after what happened.
Dylan's baptism is at 4.
Our food's delicious, but halfway through it, you might get so yucked that it makes you sweaty from it.
And the people around you want to barf the Arby's they just ate.
And listen, I know you, person reading this, you're the worst it's ever been.
To defeat it
it's
once...
It's gotta be right. It can't be this bad for everyone, can it?
No, just you.
To defeat it once and for all, you need... You need the lint.
We're going to close off your pores.
We're going to cauterize your pores. The limited edition meat sweat defense kit now available at arbyshop.com. Don't waste your time. I bought them all.
The key. Sydney's going to, you're going to come home from tour and Sydney will be like, you smell like not beef. What'd you do?
For the first time in forever.
You've been opening my mail? The key defense against the meat sweats is, drumroll please,
anti-meat.
The Old Spice Defense Dry Spray with its 24/7 sweat and odor protection. Hey, I don't want to quibble, but if I have the meat sweats, I sure the fuck hope I don't need 24/7.
It actually, I'm looking at
maybe
both,
just a nice cool 30 minutes, right?
Like both the stick and the spray say 48 hours.
48 hours.
How bad do these sandwiches fuck you up?
No, Griffin, breakfast.
It's been 2 days!
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, my dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
The half-pound roast beef sandwich, which I have to say, is not depicted in that image.
There's
that
no right. way.
That is not a real roast beef. It might be a big Montana or something, but it's not. Anyway. Each Meat Sweats defense kit is equipped with 2 dry sprays. In popular sense, that protect guys. And let's be honest, it's just guys with this product. Protect guys from the meat sweating potential of the half-pound roast beef sandwich.
They are naming names!
This specific sandwich is notorious for meat sweats. That's not all.
Notorious?
Notorious! That's not all. Alongside the dry spray will be a one-of-a-kind, viral-worthy roast beef pattern meat sweat sweatshirt and sweatpant with a with a co-branded towel and headband. Paul Saborn, let's see it, baby.
No.
For those who can't get their hands on the limited edition kits, Old Spice and Arby's legendary commercial creative minds came together to create an iconic new advertising spot featuring the Old Spice
guy. Why does
guy.
It define defense? On the box, it has the definition of defense.
Paul, if you can find that that Old Spice guy Arby's commercial, that was directed by
Rugrats.
No, Riggs Howard, and produced by Whedon, Kennedy, and Fallon. Fans everywhere will be able to check it out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Quote, a collaboration between Old Spice and Arby's makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, God.
A bold statement.
You can say whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't make it true.
Oh, I thought it was saying makes all the sense in the world.
Come on.
Beef. Good smell. Beef.
This is the spectrum. It makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, what's that? Sorry. Arby's just hired you, Griffin.
Yeah. Well,
Something smells like lavender on a hot dog. Yes.
It makes all the sense in the world to hilariously solve the age-old problem of the notorious meat sweat.
They also define sweat.
Listen, oh, it's man. Very...
Can you imagine
it.
Buying this kit and not knowing what meat sweats is?
I'm just a big Old Spice head.
I'm really glad there's a clock on the stage right now because I feel like I've been thinking about Arby's for about an hour and a half.
Okay. It makes all the sense in the world to hilariously solve the age-old problem of the notorious meat sweats that we've all faced at some point in our lives.
Yeah. We all remember the first time we faced meat sweats in our lives.
That's from
technically
Matt
all
Crabble.
Sweat is meat sweat if you think about it.
Oh my God, that's deep, Griffin.
Old Spice continues to find unique ways to surprise and delight fans with signature humor and unexpected partnerships that remind them of the importance of long-lasting protection, even if they've just eaten a half-pound roast beef sandwich. Do you think at some point the half-pound roast beef sandwich is like, okay, I love all this for sure. This is all so funny. If we could pick other sandwiches to highlight that also provide the meat sweats, that would be so choice for me.
Like, if you say all of our products, then it just sounds you're having a bit of fun. This sounds accusatory.
It feels a little targeted at me, a sandwich.
The mountainous half-pound roast beef sandwich isn't the only place the Old Spice has been lately.
What?
The beef-tastic brouhaha began this past week when the Old Spice guy made his presence known on the streets of New York, handing out sweat defense dry sprays, Arby's gift cards, and these meat sweat defense kits.
It's like if someone handed you an antidote and then was like, and also, here is poison.
Decked out in an Old Spice and Arby's SUV, which I assume will be in my driveway at some point, through hook or through crook, the Old Spice guy even ended up in the meatpacking district to tell them that Arby's has the meats.
And they said, no, you don't, actually.
You don't,
we
actually.
Do.
We know. We pack them here and send it to you. Duh.
You have some of the meats, but you can't claim all the meats.
Whether you are eating a meat mountain or a half-pound roast beef sandwich.
Or just a nasty boy.
Arby's is thrilled that our guests have access to this innovative solution that helps them fully enjoy the meats while avoiding the sweats. We are big fans of Old Spice products and creativity, and it was a no-brainer to have a little fun with them on this program. If I'm Jim Taylor, Arby's president, if I'm going to be so bold, maybe next time let's try at least a half-brainer or at least a three-quarter-brainer. You can buy a meat sweat defense kit at arbyshop.com/product/meat-sweat-defense-kit for $60. They're all gone. I don't know why I read that. And you could get one of these kits. Maybe check the bay because they aren't on Arby's anymore. So check eBay and maybe they're there. Anyway, that's the meat sweat defense kit.
That was a journey.
Can you imagine a brand like deep, like absolutely annihilating themselves to that extent?
No.
What would it would be like if McDonald's started selling you a co-branded partnership with Hefty that lets you capture all your farts in a bag? It's like everyone knows about McDonald's farts, and now you can put them in a bag.
Every quote from Arby's in that article did sound like it was written at gunpoint. So maybe.
Okay.
Incredible.
Hey, we have some questions from you all that we have chosen to address. We will call you down.
The microphone is right here, center stage, behind these two people.
Don't mind them.
They're there for backup if you need help.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
I just started a new job teaching hackers.
I
teach at an online academy for hackers, and I don't know what the appropriate dress attire is.
Oh,
okay. First off,
Thank you, Nathan, for this gift.
Thank you, Nathan.
You're teaching an online hacker class? Dangerous.
Yeah. If they show up and had to pay tuition, are you like, you already fucking failed?
Yeah, that's it. Is the end of the class and present my social security number.
I mean, first obvious question, if I'm going to plan an outfit for you, white hat or black hat?
Officially?
Are you about to say you teach a dark web black hat hacker class?
Let's say white.
Because I've been wearing a wire this whole time.
Got you, Nathan.
Well, first of all, I assume you're already like hot gluing glow sticks like to your jacket.
That's important.
Patterns.
Yeah, it's a function.
Yeah, bandolier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No,
can I tell
mandatory.
You what I'm realizing now is a lot of my references are from the movie Hackers and the TV show Reboot.
Yeah, and that one episode of Ghost Rider.
That one.
What do you normally wear?
I own a lot of shirts that are themed after breweries.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that on a hacker. I say this to your fucking face.
Okay, you need to get a t-shirt that says, typing noise, typing noise, typing noise, I'm in.
That's good. That's good.
Can you wear like part of a keyboard on your chest and just occasionally be like, just when they're not really paying attention? That could be cool.
I could probably get away with it, yeah.
Maybe a power glove?
Oh, shit.
And you're like, here, you're not making any progress through the ice. Give me a second.
Do you have, and I hope you realize now that this is going to be the whole bit. Do you have or know someone who can get you access to a katana? Is that...
I know lots of people. It's
oh, yeah, fucking yeah, of yeah, course yeah, you yeah,
of course yeah, he does. He wears brewery t-shirts and teaches hacking classes. He
and is that
of
my brother and my brother and me live show.
Yeah, he does lots of people with katanas.
Katanas, I don't know.
Fuck, okay.
Oh, real katana?
Any other...
You have to go to the dark web for those.
Yeah.
Okay. What are there other hacker teachers?
Yes, it's a co-teacher
program. What do they
program.
Wear? I imagine it runs the gamut, yes?
Well, the other teacher is like 55, so like...
Okay. I don't know what they're bringing. Okay, Nathan, you ready for this? When someone, whoever performs like the worst on a test or whatever, the next day... wear a t-shirt with all their information printed.
Oh my God!
Said co-teacher actually did hand out his credit card information yesterday as a dare.
Okay.
Not a great dare.
No!
Get a shirt with your social security number on it. That would be so cool. What an amazing...
And just have it say, good luck. Find me.
Oh, what's that? I'm broke. Oh, man.
Oh, man. They got everything. No. Nathan, does that help?
That helps
so much.
Hold
on, I'm not done.
Oh.
Thanks, Obamacare.
Can you have it just be like a word jumble that says the word internet, and the first student that gets it right be like, that's an A+ right there. Everybody else fails. You solved my jumble.
You made me stop for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that help, Nathan? Just walk away, okay? Well, I can't be responsible for him.
Less so now, but yes.
Thank you, Nathan.
We actually anti
worse.
We made it worse. Thank you, Nathan.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Zaza.
Hi, Zaza.
I was the one with the Shrek and Godfather question.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So it is my partner's sense of pride that he has never watched the movie Shrek. And it is my point of pride that I have never watched the movie The Godfather.
Why don't you all want to watch good movies?
sorry, Travis meant to say exactly
well,
precisely.
Well, why doesn't he
want to
watch
good.
Shrek? Shrek is a good movie.
It's a good, yeah, sure.
Yeah, basically the same as Godfather.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're
come
both
on.
Good movies.
They're both.
So you're saying you want to do like a movie swap, except you don't have to watch The Godfather
yes.
in the exchange.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
No, but I mean, usually if someone says as a point of pride, it's like I've never sharted or something. Like the idea of like, as a point of pride, I refuse to watch like a film that now everyone's trying to emulate in cartoons or a film that everyone's trying to emulate
hey,
in dramas.
You know what's I fucked mean, up? I bet you everyone on Earth has either seen Shrek or The Godfather.
Right? Yeah.
I bet you there's not
okay,
one right,
let's,
person.
Let's, okay, obviously, quick poll. And be serious.
No, everybody, hands up.
No, okay.
No, this will be the easiest.
Yeah, okay, everybody put your hands up.
Okay, hands up.
No, I don't know.
Sorry. Sorry, no, not in the cool way.
Yeah, no.
One hand up.
Now,
okay.
Drop your hand if you have seen The Godfather.
And don't fucking lie. If
don't
you've never
lie,
seen The God... Wait.
No, if you've seen The Godfather, put your hand down.
If you've seen okay. The Whoa. Godfather, put your hand down.
Okay, if you've
Travis,
seen the movie
down,
Shrek,
right?
yeah. put your hand down.
There's like four.
Four soon-to-be best friends.
Oh, it's a tontine! The last person to watch either Shrek or The Godfather or die gets all the money.
Hey, listen, here's what you do. You send him TikToks from the movie Shrek until you've sent him every scene in the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, legally, if he's seen 51% of Shrek, he's seen Shrek.
Right. I get up. If I go to the bathroom during a movie, I still say I've seen the movie. I got up 3 times during Top Gun Maverick because I was bored. It's not
Whoa.
Me. It's not the movie, it's me. I sat down 10 minutes in, I'm like, I don't fucking like planes. That's my fault. I went and saw it. Anyway, if you send...
No, Justin, please, continue on with your full review of Top Gun Maverick.
If you send him enough TikToks to where he's seen 50.1 0.0001% of Shrek.
But don't spoil the ending. Oh, God, yeah. That's right. The twist?
Then he seen Shrek.
It was Donkey the whole time.
Neither of us have TikTok.
What? Okay, you should have warned me about that. What? Is there other places with videos? YouTube? I guess you could send him YouTube videos of Shrek until he's probably seen over half of Shrek.
You could take
Nathan. Just start it. Find Shrek on YouTube and start it with, like, you got to watch this hilarious video.
You could
just hold on.
Probably would only need to clear 47 minutes or so. If you could keep that grift going for 47 minutes.
You could
minutes.
Take Nathan's hacker class and then just drop clips of it in.
Combine two. Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, just every time your partner tries to call their mom, it's Shrek.
Are you serious about getting out of this? Because I have a 100% foolproof way.
Oh, yeah.
Watch The Godfather Part 2.
Are you serious? Oh, the Part 2? Where it's the director's
watch
granddaughter?
Watch Part 2 and then tell him, hey, I watched The Godfather Part 2. I didn't really get it. I guess I don't really. They'll be so furious that they will drop the entire enterprise, I guarantee.
You can also do this, like, start Godfather. I'm like, oh, no, I think I have seen that. It's like with the whole mafia thing.
Oh, actually, yeah, no, and there's it.
Like, he yeah, shoots the guy.
And it's, oh, yeah, he's the reference, leave the cannoli. Leave
the cannoli. And like,
leave the gun, there, take the cannoli.
Whatever it is.
Why would he
cannoli.
Leave the cannoli? We just did a murder.
Why would he
and I'm
leave
tell
the
you
gun?
Leave the cannoli right there.
Why would he leave the murder weapon?
Yeah, Trav.
So which one is he leaving?
He leaves the gun. Okay,
the murder weapon. He leaves the murder weapon at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, because what's he going to do? Leave cannoli in
no,
the sun?
No, they're going somewhere else. And I don't think I've seen Godfather. Listen, here's what you do. You watch 5 minutes of Shrek, 5 minutes of Godfather, 5 minutes of Shrek, 5 minutes of Godfather. This is
until
how we're
going to eventually it's one movie.
Until it's one movie. You're watching it on two screens. Can you watch them at the same time?
Yes.
Get
like a
stereoscopic. 50%. No, one TV, 50% opacity, Godfather.
Left channel, Shrek. Right channel, Godfather.
A dual screen moment? Okay.
Yes.
I can
no,
get
one
that. Screen. Oh, no, one screen, just
watch one, listen
switching.
To the other, then switch.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, that helps so
Thank
much.
You very
Thank
much.
You, brothers. Love you guys.
I'm starting to feel like this is our greatest live show ever.
Yeah. All right. Amanda just said no. Thank you, Amanda. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're a podcast. What's your deal?
So I'm Kate. I sent in the question.
Hi, Kate.
Some Kate heads in the audience.
I sent in the question about rabbits.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Go ahead. Kate.
Okay. So I.
And also, let this be a lesson to you if you ever come to another live show and you're like, I think my question will get answered. This is the new barometer. Like, this is the new
bar. Shit right here.
Okay.
So, no pressure, Kate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I volunteer at a 4-H county fair every year. I'm the rabbit superintendent. And this year, I got to attend as the rabbit judge. And
you were the super attendant.
And so... the problem is that today was the breed class, and I had to judge all these
today.
Rabbits. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I had to pose them all, and you have to go through every animal in the barn. And there was a problem that arose, because when you're handling all of the female rabbits and all of the male rabbits smell the female rabbit. And they start sort of just going to town on your hands, arms, body.
And you've showered since then, right?
Yes. Very, very, very much. I mean, I don't have dirt all over me, so you can also tell from that.
Okay.
I'm sorry that you had to say that.
Hey, actually, from now on,
If you're at one of our live shows, I would like everyone to just mention, I don't have dirt all over me anyway. Like
it is. It's an audio medium. Yeah. Everyone might not know.
If you're listening to this later, I do not have dirt all over. So what? I mean, the rabbits are getting down. Is that the problem?
Yeah,
that,
so they
well,
just
to
know.
Completion, if I remember
are
the question
Are they going
correctly.
To completion?
Yes, multiple times throughout the show.
Wait, multiple times per rabbit?
Kate?
It's what rabbits are known for.
Is how many jizzes
I
they
think
do?
They like carrots. They like carrots. They give me eggs. Our Easter. There's a
Thank
lot
you
of
for other, clarifying.
So, there are a lot of other things I know about rabbits other than they like to jizz a bunch.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, there's a whole show circuit and there's like people who do like judging and stuff. But I figured.
I thought you were about to say there's people who whack them off.
He can't show right now. No one's whacked him off yet. Give me a second. Kate.
Okay, rabbit.
Sorry, Kate, I'm sorry to ask this question, but I have to know.
Yeah.
Do you deduct points when that happens? Or do you add
is
points?
It bonus points?
I'd give him a blue ribbon, but I'm afraid he'd jizz again. Excitement.
I did give all the rabbits that finished. I did end up giving them all blue ribbons. I didn't. It's how it worked. I didn't deduct points. They were all good rabbits. What can I say?
I hope you were locking this in your memories in amber, because oh, no one will hear it again after tonight.
Oh, God. Okay,
so,
hold on.
Okay, so my big question, of course, I thought.
Yeah, what question do you have about this?
How do I stop the rabbits from jizzing on me?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
But hold on. Is there a... Is there a how high does the bunny hop contest as part of this?
Not as part of this.
No, that's at 4-H after hours. That's where the betting begins.
Back alley.
What are the? Can you give me one of the other criteria that they are judged by?
It's like a dog breed show. So like you know the good the shape the density.
Okay.
You know, things
how
like
wait
that.
How dense is the?
Like you like a you the, like a thick boy. It just you like a thick.
Oh, the bunny. Okay, not the
yeah.
The rabbit.
If there was
there
a,
are people. By the way, if you're listening to this later, there are people close to us. Who have physically turned their bodies?
Yeah, they
away.
Are recoiling.
They're no longer oriented towards us performing. They're oriented away from us to other directions.
That's good.
I love that.
If there was a how high can the bunny hop contest, do you think there would be a judge stopping the bunnies from hopping so high and saying, "Don't hop so high, bunnies"?
Well, of course not.
This is a sorry. Y'all invented what is essentially a jizzing contest. You cannot. We have to stop talking about rabbit jizz now.
Hey, Kate, next time, judge the boy bunnies first. Does that help?
Kate, does that help, though?
Sure.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Everyone, big hand for Kate.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Owen.
Hi, Owen.
How are you?
All right.
I sent in a question about getting permabanned
yeah,
from a bar
yeah,
in Portland.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Owen,
from
give
the 4-H rabbit show.
I guess chanting's not allowed.
Owen, how did you get first? What's the name of the bar?
It's Space Room. It's over on Hawthorne.
Well, hold your horses.
Yeah, hold on a second.
You don't know this tale of woe.
Owen, what happened?
My birthday was Wednesday, and so...
Congratulations.
His wound was so recent.
So I went out and drank with some of my friends.
Cool.
Ended up at the Space Room. Sure. End of the night comes around. Last call happens. My friend Charlie decides to whip his pants down in the middle of the bar.
Wait, no. It's not as bad as you think. Go on.
Super bad.
And I end up getting super fucking in trouble.
Hey, Owen, you have to finish with, like, they mooned you, not just whip their pants down.
Yeah, there's two sides to that interaction.
Oh, he full dumped it out on, like, in front of our table.
Full pressed ham mooning. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
No, this is very Charlie.
Dumped it out could also, I'm just saying.
Is this like a tasteful mooning?
This is not the first time he's done this either.
Okay, yeah.
This All happens right. in a lot of bars.
Is he here?
No, he's
oh,
not.
Oh, thank God. Okay, because I'm going to say some mean stuff about him.
Wait, but that got you permabanned. The target.
Not permabanned.
Not you.
I'm permabanned.
This and is what I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying. That's messed up.
That's not fair. You didn't do anything. You
were I don't. How do I get unbanned?
Did you hold on?
Take him to Judge Judy.
Did you laugh though?
Owen?
Of course I did.
Of course.
See.
Now, I also think the context that it was last call actually should provide some leniency. Because that happens at 9:30 p.m., right? That's a bourbon band. 2:30 in the morning, like, yeah, we've all been there.
I mean, did this bar serve Charlie?
Yes.
You could make the argument then that they are culpable, right? Like, you gave this person so much booze that they're mooning people. You got to kind of...
You provided windows.
Right. How do you get permaban? Have you tried to just walk back in?
Yeah.
Sure have.
Wait, hold on. This is a development.
Is there a picture of you or something? What's the story?
All of the bartenders know me. I used to live like 2 blocks from
the
space room.
Okay, all right. So,
is it also a fun banning or like, you get out of here?
No, it's the not fun.
Apparently
not
they
fun.
Don't know you well enough to know you're not a butt weirdo. Your friend is.
Have you tried wearing a mask that says, like, not a butt weirdo?
It's important. It's a mask for some reason.
Yeah, no.
Otherwise, it's just written on your face, Griffin.
You could bring a tray of my mom's world-famous chess bars.
Oh, that's going to get
that
you
would be
there.
Nice. Bring a nice baked good in, and then just be like, I'm sorry about all the butt.
Fuck that! No! What are you going to write on the card? Sorry, my friend showed me his butt, and you kicked me out of here forever.
That's fair. If that was a stranger who mooned you, they're not going to kick you out. So it's your friend? That's
Travis is joking about Judge Judy, but I'm starting to think it's the appropriate
venue.
This is kind of it.
I wasn't joking.
Yeah, I think it might be the appropriate venue for this.
She would love to get her hands on this one.
Yeah. All right, so let me get this straight. Hold on, let me put down my pretzels. Let me get this straight. So you're telling me this isn't a custody battle and they didn't, like, paint your car weird. Thank you, Christ. I don't know why our Judge Judy sound like that.
We're so shitty at sounding like Judge Judy.
Owen, do you like the bar?
I do.
Okay.
Sounds like a cool bar the way everybody cheered at it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
There are definitely worse things that have happened there, too.
Can this be one of these times where we abuse our power as tastemakers?
And so if you go into this bar, just be like, you should really let Owen back in. It was not Owen's fault that Owen got mooned.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yeah. I'm just saying, not tonight, because I don't want to be associated with it.
I want to be in San Diego, California.
When you lead a Les Miserables style revolution down the streets of Portland.
Do you hear the people moon singing the songs of angry men? Owen, does that help?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, right off the bat, I want to say thank you to Tyler Reed for the beautiful poster.
Yes. Thank you to the incredible Rachel Jacobs for making the trip all the way out here to record us. Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel is covering her mouth in a I might throw up kind of way, maybe? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
thumbs
we're
up.
Getting a thumbs up from
good.
Rachel.
Thank you to Emily and Michael, our ASL interpreters.
Yay! Wait, hold on. Sorry, what is that sign? I love it. What's that?
I think that's applause, Travis.
Applause.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen. Thanks to Paul Saborin. Thanks to our dad, Bill from True Blood.
Thank you to Amanda for managing our business and cleaning the microphone and letting me borrow this great cape.
And you know what? Thank you to Montaigne.
Yes,
for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
And Griffin, real quick.
And thanks to the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall.
Oh, this is a beautiful place. Real quick, Griffin, we always close with a celebrity impression.
Sure,
I would just love to hear your impression of a rat jizzing.
Just one rat? Wait, hold on.
A rabbit.
That was my favorite part of Ratatouille.
I missed.
What is this, a mushroom?
Goop.
A rabbit jizzing.
No, hold on. More of that, Griffin.
No. I want to hear a rabbit
jizz. That's
just my
Patton Oswalt impression.
Let's hear a rabbit jizz.
Do I have
to? What's up?
Travis, don't help him. The show doesn't end until you make a rabbit jizz. Come on, Griffin. One noise, baby. Come on, bring it home for him. Okay, shh. Quiet, silence, silence. Griffin, end the show.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, Justin McElroy.
Hi, Travis McElroy.
Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss her dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.